This is Radio Valencia, often highly recommended by listeners, and operates with a tiny shack-like studio.
What a piece of junk!
She'll make 0.5 past light speed. She may not look like much, but she's got it where it counts, kid. I've made a lot of special modifications myself.
From the deepest part of our beings, we reach to symbol, we reach to poetry, we reach to art, to try to begin to articulate what those things are. And I think that we have to acknowledge that we're in this realm when we begin to talk about those. And if we take the symbols and don't acknowledge that they're symbols, then we get into this trouble.
If we try to make them facts, you mean?
Now, does God mean something very real to you, Henry?
Yes.
Yeah, that 90 to 95% of Americans who believe in God, you can break that down. Not everybody believes in the Judeo-Christian God. There's actually a sizable minority who believe in sort of a higher spirit of some generic kind, not necessarily a personal being. Stephen Hawking says we'll know the mind of God. He doesn't mean the Judeo-Christian personal God who we can pray to. He means this, the cosmos as a whole. And to me, what really turned me around when I was a born-again Christian that really challenged me was the idea that there are so many different kinds of gods.
But Jesus himself said, I am the way and the truth and the life, and nobody gets to the Father but by me.
different kinds of gods. And
he's either the way or he's not.
And if we, you know, do a show of hands of your listeners, how many believe in Zeus or these different kinds of Greek gods? Well, they'll all be atheists. So the difference between me as a non-believer and them as a non-believer is that we've all dismissed all these other gods except this one monotheistic god. Clearly, this is a historical, culturally determined concept, God and religion is.
Whatever religion, Christian, Protestant, Catholic, there's only one God.
Freud called religion an illusion.
You feel it in your head.
That our science is not an illusion. And Freud was saying, come down from your heights, human beings. You are not as great as you say that you are. You are full of sexuality. You are full of hatred and lust and envy. Face yourself. I am going to save you from those delusions.
Is God a person to you, Henry?
No, he's something more like a thing.
I think this is a really complicated moment.
The thesis of how we believe is that humans are pattern-seeking, storytelling animals. It is almost impossible for us to look out at nature and not find some sort of pattern and then tell a story about it. That's what myths and stories are all about, is giving some meaning to the pattern. And, you know, only in America would a conversation like this consistently be brought back to this need to prove God. Look, you can't prove it. Let me just say it as clearly as I can. There are no proofs of God.
May I?
Whether there is a God or not, nobody knows. We'll find out, I guess, in the end. But in the meantime, as storytelling animals, we continue to spin stories about our world, and the scientific worldview is our story for today.
That just happened. You hear so much, that thing just happened.
Kant, Immanuel Kant, Bertrand Russell said, we don't know the intrinsic nature of the physical world. What's it like in itself? What's the thing in itself? Kant said, one natural speculation is that intrinsic nature of the physical world has something very deep to do with consciousness. This leads to what philosophers call panpsychism.
Oh. I don't think panpsychism has... my own views. Consciousness is good and something special about human beings, and it's not everywhere. I mean, that's the cool thing about it. It's not everywhere. Consciousness just hides in very special frames.
Well, Berkeley would say, have you ever seen anything without consciousness?
Well, that's true.
But no, every time you see something, you're conscious.
Well, that's right. But consciousness goes where I go, where minds go. But minds aren't everywhere. Electrons don't have any minds.
Do we really have any record of any observation of anything that didn't involve consciousness? No, because the observation was conscious.
You're getting spooky on me. I think we've got to end this conversation, because before I get really weirded out...
This is the Universal Media Network.
It's All in Your Head FM.
You're listening to It's All in Your Head FM, putting the less back in Godless.
Let us have faith.
My God is so big, so strong and so mighty. There's nothing my God cannot do.
Let us have faith.
He made the trees, he made the seas, he made the elements too.
Let us have faith.
My God is so big, so strong and so mighty. There's nothing my God cannot do.
Let us have faith.
And that does
doesn't seem a way that she won't come and lose my mind. It's too easy humming songs to a girl in yellow dress. It's been a long time since the party and the room is in a mess. The four kings of EMI are sitting stately on the floor. There are birds out on the sidewalk and a ballet at the door. He reminds me of a penguin with few and plastered hair. To hide. The being known as Wonder Girl is speaking, I believe. It's not easy trying to tell her that I shortly have to leave. Why don't you be like me? Why don't you stop and see? Why don't you hate who I hate? Kill who I kill to be free.
Imaginative thoughts which pour forth constantly. Each day you feel more lovable, more interesting. You become more interested in others. You recognize and accept the friendship that people offer you, for you truly deserve it. You have a deep and sincere respect for yourself and for your personal worth to others. It is easy for you to accept the help and cooperation of others. You see their help to you as an expression of mutual friendship and understanding. You now realize that giving and receiving are two sides of a single coin. You're aware of the trust and confidence you generate in others, and it makes you feel good. You think of yourself as a warm, generous, and loving person. You easily express love and affection, and you find it easy to accept love and approval. You like yourself because you are a friendly and giving person. You accept yourself as a unique and valuable person. You're open, honest, and direct in your relations with people. You recognize that you are exceptionally talented and highly creative. This awareness makes you feel good.
Listen to the radio. Listen to the radio. Listen to the radio. Listen to the radio.
Hello, honey, it's me. What did you think when you heard me back on the radio? What did the kids say when they knew it was their long-lost daddy-o? Remember how we listened to the radio and I said that's the place to be, and how I got the job as an FM jock the day you married me. It was two kids and I was into AM rock, but I just had to run around. It's been 8 years since I left you, babe. Let me tell you about what's gone down. I am the morning DJ at WOLD. Playing all the hits for you, wherever you may be. The bright good morning voice, who's heard but never seen. Feeling all the 45, going on 15. The drinking I did on my last big gig, it made my voice go low. They said that they liked the young sound when they let me go. So I drifted on down to Tulsa, Oklahoma, to do the late night talk show. Now I've worked my way down home again here to Boise, Idaho. That's how this business goes. I am the morning DJ at WOLD. Playing all the hits for you, wherever you may be. The bright good morning voice, who's heard but never seen. Feeling all of 45, going on 15. Crazy dream that I just take off in my car. But you can travel on 10,000 miles and still stay where you are. Thinking that I should stop this jockeying and start that record store. Maybe I could settle down and take me back once more. Honey, I see, I guess he's better than me. Sure, old girl, I understand. You don't have to worry, I'm such a happy man.
Valencia.fm.
First, stop. Meeting.
Jam, LL Cool J. chilling on the block with my box cold, kicking with the gangsta rock. See, people can't stop me, neither can the police. I'm a musical maniac to say the least. For you and your radio, I made this for Cool J's here to devastate once more. Pulling all the girls, taking out MCs. If you try to disrespect me, I just say please. Here to command the hip hop land, kick it live with a box inside my hand. I'm the leader of the show, keeping you on the go. But I know I can't live without my radio. Farmers Boulevard, yeah, you know that's where me and E hang out. Cool out, you know what I'm saying? That's where the crib's at.
It's the LP Lounge on Radio Valencia.fm.
Hey, I can't find nothing on the radio. Yo, turn to that station.
Hey, 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 hey. Let me do that with you.
You're listening to Radio. Excuse me. Yeah, they know what they're listening to, bruh. And nobody changes stations by on the internet anymore.
Light drive, Jesus on the dashboard. this whenever it feels right. Galaxy 500, planets align, a king is born. Swinger, 1973, flaps down, chassis free. Buzz Aldrin, Armstrong, or maybe just me. Don't worry, it's coming. Don't worry, it's coming.
Jesus! The night gone black. Didn't accidentally tell you things. ever and ever.
We'll be right back.
freed from their holds long ago, lying face up on the floor.